Whether it's for work or play, we rely on home internet so much these days. Being connected and staying connected has never been more important. So if you want reliable internet brought to you at speed, switch to Aussie Broadband. It only takes a few minutes to sign up, and their 100% Australian-based support team are ready to help. Aussie Broadband, the actual Aussie way. Find out more at aussiebroadband.com.au. T's and C's apply.
Cobram Estate is the most awarded Australian extra virgin olive oil. Let it be the hero when entertaining family and friends. Cobram Estate extra virgin olive oil is fresh and full of flavour. Perfect for roasting, frying, baking, dressing salads and for dipping bread. Make your food taste even better with a little help from Cobram Estate. Premium quality, great tasting and a versatile healthy alternative. Buy in store at all major retailers.
I have hay fever. My head and eyes hurt. Anyway, yes! Darcy, Donkey, how are you, son?
I'm good, Dilly boy.
You alright, my big boy?
I'm good, mate.
Looking tanned.
Feeling tan.
Yeah, you're looking bronze. Like a bronze whale.
Bit of sun over the weekend.
Like a bronze whaler. Moff, how are you, buddy?
Yes, very well. How are you, Dil?
Don't do that.
It's not you, Moff.
Don't do that.
That's my new thing. I'm starting
People
it.
Don't like it when
That's
you do
my
that.
New thing.
And guess who we got in today?
Who?
Zach Attack.
Yes!
Oh, no! That's actually made me want to stop recording. How are you, Zach?
Good, thanks, mate.
Mate, really it's good, good to have you on this year. First
yeah,
back in the studio.
I hope you're more regular.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see. We've got a very good list of people to come on the minis, and you're on the list. You are on it, but we'll see what happens this year. What's been happening early in Jan for you, my friend, just for those out there who don't know, head of commercial, partnerships director, just doing absolutely everything. You're making the wheels spin here, as they say.
So they say. I've been just head down, ass up, really, to be honest. I haven't been much of a nice person around the office. I've just been in my little bubble and zone.
Some would say flow state.
Yeah, it's been great, to be honest. I love coming back to Jan, and not only does it feel like everyone's come back really refreshed and energetic, but there's a clear direction of where we're headed with what we're doing, and it makes my job easier, but also there's lots of opportunities now that we've got clubby sports. There's clubby sports, so
yeah,
it's exciting.
Do you know what's really cool? And, you know, we have spoke about this a little bit on the minis. What do you do?
Well, Moff's got this thing, and he'll just fucking wink at me, yeah, and right. I don't understand the wink, so I just smile.
Not
and
sure what that was. Go back. Because I was just, like, talking.
That was nothing. I was literally just turned around and looked at Darcy
and winked.
Yeah,
I thought there was something like you were ready to go. Okay.
Anyway, no, you just winked.
We've got this really cool thing tomorrow where we've been trying to work out, you know, the businesses for a while, and realistically, you know, like splitting them into two now. We've got Producey, our production company. Clubby Sports is our brand. You know, it's got all our shows that we do ourselves. It's got our, you know, apparel stuff coming, our events, our community-based run clubs, all the stuff that we do, Clubby Sports, production for other businesses and other people who want video production and stuff like that is Producey, which we love doing too. And, you know, the more we can connect them with things, the better. But it's been a big evolution of everything. So tomorrow, you know, if you fast forward 12 months, Darcy was our first full-time employee.
Mean rewind?
No, I'm fast forwarding back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's what you can do.
That's so good.
Fast forward the rewind back. Darcy, our first time employee. Now there's 11 people here.
That's pretty wild, isn't it? I reckon I had days here.
You were just the only one.
It was, no, legit, it was just me. Like, back end of the week, I would spend days here by myself.
I was thinking that the other day. I totally forgot about that. And I used to feel bad when I was like, because at that time, Adam was still, you know, doing his thing. You weren't even here yet. And I was probably still working somewhere else to like try and do this.
Golf?
Probably, on the golf course. And I was like, oh, just Darcy just at the studio by himself. That'd be pretty random. Anyway, there's 11 here now and it's hard to get a seat, which is cool. But to the point, it is beautiful. To the point is we're having our first really awesome day tomorrow off-site where it's going to set up sort of our values, our OKRs. What do they stand for again?
Objectives and key results. So
objectives and key results.
It's just it's a way in which that we can help people have objectives, but then also measure them so that they know like why they're doing what they're doing that's helping contribute to the business.
Yeah. So it's like...
So it's like similar to a KPI?
It is, yeah.
What's the difference?
A KPI is a key performance indicator, which is... I know that one. That's a key for...
It helps it interlink between different parts of the business.
Is this guy fucking all right today or what?
Yeah, right.
Is this guy all right?
I don't know. He's being misbehaving.
His OKR is to just fuck up. Like, honestly, I don't know what is going on with this bloke. KPI, key performance indicator, as we said. OKR, I don't know the difference of them, Zach. Do you?
I just kind of said it to Darcy.
Sorry, he was laughing again. I didn't know what
it helps us. I said about it before. It helps us bridge things together apart across different parts of the business.
Yeah.
Under one objective. So a KPI for you could be, for example, growing the audience by 10%. That's a KPI. But yep. The objective is actually a revenue target and how that reflects helping build towards that, as an example.
Like it.
Yeah.
Very good.
Be a good day tomorrow. We'll be.
We're going to do them tomorrow, which would be awesome. Really looking forward to that. But yeah, to get to that point is going through that stuff, values, team roles, structure, even just like elevator pitches and just getting all on the same page of like who we are, what we do, why we're doing it. And, you know, it's loosely all there, but until you have it down on paper, it's hard to keep accountable to those things as well. What do you think my one value will be tomorrow that I put forward? If I could only put forward one value, what do you guys think it would be?
Value.
Or it doesn't have to, it's like, what?
Top of my head, you just want to make memes.
That is true. So you could say, do as I ask? Is that a value?
Okay, yeah, I guess so. I don't think it is.
There's another one.
Communication.
No.
You said to me yesterday.
Probably just days on it either.
Is this what you said to me yesterday about being a doer?
It's not, but that is.
Yeah.
That is one of them.
Yeah.
What is it, Dil?
Explain what being a doer is.
Well, I don't want like, I've played a lot of at footy clubs and stuff where, you know, you just throw around words which are in the English language, which are great, but they're quite
empty
in a sense. So I want to more create values that are actually like in our language and they're clubified to what we would say and what we would do.
Clubified.
That is awesome.
Nice. I don't think I came up with that, but.
Nah, so the actual term was producified.
But that was clubified.
That was Baldy's version.
We've got to stop talking about, I think it confuses people when we keep talking about producing in the pods.
Okay, so clubified.
So I think this will be a thing tomorrow. It's actually like, let's be clear here. Let's just talk about Clubby on the pods and Producy is our production company that sits alongside the business.
Smart.
Anyway, so one of them I had was, which is really cool that I liked. I'm just trying to get my notes here that I have written down. One sec.
I'm just hoping that Zach or Adam are running the day tomorrow.
Adam running the day.
Yeah, good.
So one of mine was something like, I read the book ages ago, Legacy, when I was playing at Carlton. And it was like two ones that I really loved out of that book was sweep the sheds, which is clean up, you know, no jobs too big or small. And that comes from the idea that, you know, you got the best team in the world, 80% winning rate, but after the games, they're all in the change rooms cleaning up, swiping the sheds, those sort of things. And it made me think as well, a bit of a pet peeve of mine, which I'm sure you guys are all aware of, is like attention to detail, whether that's like, you know, getting the stickers on the mics, the cords not hanging, making sure the screens are right on the TVs. And it's like, if you can't do the little things, you can't do the big things right. And one of those things that always comes up that I know when I'm at tipping point is I'll go, fucking bins haven't been taken out and there's dirty dishes in the sink. And that fucking pisses me off so much. And it's not the sense that that's happened. It's just that it accumulates and then the stickers don't get put on, then the other things happen. So I want that to be a value, but instead of just calling it accountability, I want to call it take the bins out.
It's good.
So it's like take the bins out. And it's like, you know, the message is, yeah, let's take the bins out, but it also means let's do the little things right. Mm. Let's put the stickers on the mics. Let's get the mics done. Let's send the emails on time. Let's have our email signatures on the right thing. So take the bins out is a bit more of a holistic message.
That's really good.
Thank you.
That's a great overview of what it all means underneath.
So. Thank you.
I liked it from the day dot. Yeah, it was good.
Mm. I love it too.
Yeah, good. Good. Well, it's got to be there.
As long as we all buy in.
We'll put it. And that's the thing. Like a lot of these things I consider and say, these are me too. I need to improve on these things. Let me be led by example. But we need to all get better at them because it, you know, it's like the same thing of uploading the pod on time, getting the right clips out, all those things we need to do. Me coming to meetings on time, if we've got a mini booked in, get there on time. They're all things that we're getting better at. I forgot we're even recording a pod then. I just thought we were in like a whip, which is interesting. Anyway, so that's what we're doing tomorrow. We're going through all that stuff, which is going to be really exciting. I'm pumped for it.
Yeah, it's good. It'll set us up for a big year, hopefully. So, it's good to actually just be in the presence of Zach again because this is the first time I reckon I've had a chat to him this year. He's just been working the house down.
Hasn't he? He hasn't said a word to anyone for the last 2 weeks.
We were saying last year, Darcy and I, that December Zach is like one of the primes. Like there's 2016 finals LeBron, flu game MJ, and then December Zach, because that's when he just gets the deals done. But this January version is...
It's almost...
We haven't seen it before.
I'd say January Zach this year has been like a... God, it's hard to actually think of who it is like, but it's someone in a flow state.
Mm.
It's almost like Tom Brady or a... What's his name? Kobe Bryant. Someone like that as well.
You know, like when musicians close their eyes for ages and they're just singing and they don't even know where they are.
Yeah.
And then they like wake up and they're just in front of like 60,000.
I tell you what, Zach. It's a bad year to be a marketing manager. Come and get hit up by Zach because he's going to take your whole budget.
They don't stand a chance.
They do not stand a chance.
Hopefully they're not listening to this. I like to educate brands. And if it happens to be...
Hey, always a my fit.
Yeah. You're a killer. You're a killer.
He's the best.
Thousands of Aussies trust Aussie Broadband to keep them connected to the world, even when they're on the go. Because as well as reliable home internet, Aussie Broadband also offers flexible mobile plans with super generous data allowances and no lock-in contracts. Their 100% Australian-based support team are ready to help you make the switch. It only takes a few minutes. Aussie Broadband, the actual Aussie way. Search Aussie Broadband Mobile to find out more. T's and C's apply.
G'day guys, Dill here. This should not come as a surprise to anyone given he's one of the biggest and best sports broadcasters in Australia, but Brian Taylor's podcast, Life of Brian, is absolutely flying at the moment. Recently he's had on James Brayshaw, Tony Jones, his nephew and Sydney midfielder James Rowbottom, and even horse teeth Tommy Sheridan. Life of Brian is not just about the guests, it also provides a great insight behind the scenes of the football media and BT's life away from the mic. He's a very, very quirky man. Who would have thought picking up sticks is so important? The show is hosted by his son Harrison, and it's fair to say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree because Harrison gives Brian a run for his money. Life of Brian is a clubby sports podcast, and it should be in your rotation. IllyXX.
Updates as well. We've booked our flights.
Ooh.
Heading over to Perth, 15, 16, 17, 18th of March. Funnily enough, it's actually my birthday on that weekend.
Wow.
21st.
Might have to have a couple of brown cordials over there.
No,
what do they drink? Swan drafts?
That'd be
silly,
in
Perth?
Emus.
Emu X.
Oh, yeah. Emu.
They drink swans as well.
Emus. Is it little creatures over there?
I think so.
Yeah.
We're actually looking for some people to partner up with us on our golf event and stuff as well, if any people want to get involved.
So what are we doing
sponsor
over there?
We are going over on the Friday morning. We're going straight to Ollie. We're doing a really cool collaboration t-shirt with Ollie, which will be, we're trying to work out if we can put that online as well or just in person, maybe make it exclusive for Perth.
Wow.
We're going to go print them there ourselves.
Wow.
That night, I think we'll just chill, maybe a couple of quiet drinks.
I've heard Saturday, that before.
Saturday morning. Saturday morning, we're doing a run club.
7:30.
That night, live event with Kick It Forward.
Fire out. Where are we having that? Do we know yet?
I don't know. Potentially, I think Steph's in the works at the moment. She's looking into OBH.
Yep.
Which I've actually had a couple
Ocean,
of
Ocean Beach, Ocean
Beach Hotel.
That is an unbelievable establishment.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've been there, actually. I've been there. So we're just working it out with them. Wow. We're trying to get there. If not, the Brisbane is another really good one too, apparently, in Perth. So it's a bit of a weird thing logistically. And then the next day, we're trying to get Wembley Golf Course booked as well for a More Greens event.
A little nine-hole?
Nine-hole event.
Ooh, wow. Yeah. I'm pumped.
Then we come home.
I don't know if you're going to like it, Moff. It doesn't really strike me as your thing.
I'm more of a homebody. So.
Yeah.
Like, love mum's cooking.
I'm really excited. I've not been to Perth for a long time.
Hey, you know what we should do Friday, Arvo? Maybe a few keep-ups.
Oh.
What, should we get everyone come down and maybe try and break the record down at Scarborough Beach or something?
You're asking for too much there.
Let's put the pressure on Moff.
What's the record, Moff?
25
keep-ups. Beat
that, yeah.
On sand as well. We're going to break 25.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
We have to break the record.
You know
what we do actually need over there, in all seriousness? We need... I can't stop my squatting. So we are going to need a gym of some sort for me to just pump out a few sets of squats
while
I'm over there. It's going to be a busy trip, so...
Well, if we're doing keep-ups, I'm not sure how we're going to fit anything else in.
Exactly. We might be there for a while. Really looking forward to that. So stay tuned over the next couple of weeks sort of for the event and tickets and stuff like that too, in the email list, and Instagram will be posting all that stuff, which would be sick.
What do you reckon the live show will be? What will that involve? Bit of footy chat or
yeah,
bit of comedy from yourself?
Oh, I don't have any comedy. I think, to be honest, I'm more keen to just do more of a event than get up and chat. I don't think there's much to sort of say, but I'll definitely get up there and we'll do a bit of a chat maybe about because the footy will be on then too. So get up there, have a chat with Kick It Forward, do a bit of a live pod, live show. Hopefully Xavier Ellis is free. I've still got to call him and tell him that he's involved. Big cheeksy. And then we'll, just have a bit of a few beers with everyone. It'll be good.
Bloody excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too. Really pumped for the Ollie collaboration as well because he's a staple of WA culture over there. So it's a big honour for us to be collaborating with them.
Well,
with
that'd be awesome. So are we like literally going behind and seeing how the shirts get printed?
We're going to, because he does it at his factory. So we'll go and do it, actually get on the printer.
I'm actually a big fan of his as well. So that'll be a lot of fun.
It will be. Yeah, and we're obviously going to vlog the whole weekend, which will be sick. So I'm excited for that.
How's the vlog going, Moff?
Yeah, it's going well. It's going very well, so.
How'd you feel this morning with me and Adzi sort of
it was good.
Sitting there?
Yeah, it was good. It was a bit like nerve-wracking because the two big suits looking over, but it was good. It was really good. So it's going to be in a good space and hopefully people enjoy it.
Do you know what I'm really excited for? And we'll sort of each episode we do, iteration we'll do, we'll have like a different sort of person in the business maybe like highlighted and talk about their story and stuff. But the first one obviously is a bit about like what Clubby is. We'll have a bit about planning day, we'll shoot tomorrow, the apparel, the podcast sort of stuff. It'd be cool behind the scenes. But then after that, I'm really excited because I feel like no one's met Adam yet.
Yeah.
In this sense of, I've been keeping him sort of at bay. He's not happy about it either. I think he'll be listening on this. I think he's wanted some airtime. He said a few comments today. I'm thinking, maybe Big Adzi wanted to come on the minis. And for all that there who don't know, Adam is a co-owner in the business. He is the GM and is in many aspects, he's the big boss who he's scary sometimes, isn't he?
I would say Moff is the glue here.
Yeah.
But Adzi's the foundation.
Yeah.
Without him.
I'd say I play a pretty big role in the foundation as well.
Yeah.
I'd say it'd be pretty important in that sense too.
Yeah, you're great. You are great.
I think though, in fairness to say, without Zach and Adam, it's just some people sort of making videos and hanging out.
I think it does feel a bit like that, fair to say.
Yeah. Anyway, so it'd be cool to introduce you to behind the scenes, obviously do all that bits and pieces too. But yeah, the vlog I'm genuinely excited for, even if no one watches it. It's just cool to honestly document the stuff we're doing and take people behind the scenes, no gatekeeping. We want to show, the events and how we actually try and, like with Zach, Zach is an integral part of the business as he is here now, but without this stuff and bringing partners and working with really cool partners for our events and podcasts, like that's how we do what we do. So showing people, because the amount of messages I get from people like, how do you make a podcast? Yeah. How do you make money to do this is, it's pretty cool.
It's Zach. That's what it is.
I'd say again, I play a minor role in that as well.
Plays a major role. I think the cool thing about not only the vlog, but also what we've got here is, and I've never seen it in any other media business I've been a part of, is actually the amount of brands that would want to come to you to work as well. So normally my role is always just outreach, but there's a combination of both, which makes this a really exciting place to be. So they actually want to come along for the ride with us and collaborate on partnerships and work in and around the different things that we're doing, as opposed to it being all one way.
Yeah.
The broader piece is actually working with Dill as a talent and showcasing his journey from being a not so great AFL player to...
Your words.
Ouch.
One opinion.
From playing 43 games and having a stellar career to...
41 games.
41 games. I gave him two extra games as well. To how producer then Clubby's grown and been born. And I think that's pretty cool that brands like that are reaching out and wanting to do those kinds of things with us and see us as that.
No, we're very lucky and it's so cool like this year. Because I go back to this statement a lot because there's a part of me that really cringes when we do talk about brands and stuff. I'm like, I don't want people to think that we've like sold out and stuff. But the reality is we want to do this and work with as many awesome brands that align with us so that we can create awesome content for the people that are listening and also do awesome experiences. Like without working with really cool people and the community buying tickets to the live shows, like we don't get to go to Perth and do that.
And we've really realised, I think, after the grand final event, how lucky we are to have such a cool people listening that allows us to do cool shit that in turn will always repay and make as much good content that's educational but also hopefully inspiring and sometimes funny.
It keeps them off keeping up the keep ups.
Me do what I love.
It's good fun. Hey, for no run sheet, we've done pretty well.
It's been good.
Better than last week. But last week's ep sucked. I was like, and I apologize to anyone listening, I walked out of that going, borderline didn't want to release last week, so wasn't happy with it.
Yeah, I was mute.
You sucked.
I did.
I thought you just joined in halfway through.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was doing. I thought I was just, in the room. But
Yeah. Nah, you're good.
That happens, though. We're probably in a bit of a lull now.
We're a bit rusty off the Christmas break.
True.
So it's good to get back.
Can we share Moff's exciting news?
According to the marathon?
200 plus.
Oh, this is huge. Thank you.
It's
young Josh.
I'll hand over to you in a sec, but the reins have been officially handed over and the Moff man is going to be, I guess, mentored by Nick Butler himself.
Oh, that's scary. So concerning.
Nah, it's exciting. It'll be really good. To get this opportunity will be a lot of fun. So,
what does that involve for you?
For me?
Yeah, like what will that involve by week?
Am I producing? Is that what we call it? Producing the show?
Producer, just for the listeners, I'm saying, what does that involve?
That involves creating run sheets, organizing everyone, the talent, getting guests on, getting involved with the community, reaching out, doing all those kind of things. So, it'll be a bit of a challenge, but I'm so excited. So, it'll be good.
Managing talent?
Yeah, well, one of them warned about, and butts. But one of them warned about, so not in a bad way, but it'll be good. So
I'm very much looking forward to 200 plus this year. I think it's going to be a big year for the big men.
There's
and
a small part of me that's a bit flat about that.
And Darcy, you weren't working on the show last year.
I was editing it last year. I used to sit in on every record, and it was sort of like my guilty pleasure. Just listening to those sickos talk. And now I'm just going to have to listen like a fan.
Yeah.
So thanks, Moff.
I'm sorry, Das, but I'm too excited for this. I'm not giving it back. So, it's good.
It's good, mate. We're pumped to have you on that one. And then obviously, tradies coming back in.
Can't be far off.
Pre-season, I think we're talking about that. Maybe a week before the year. 200 plus. Obviously, the footy with Broden and the crew is already going. And.
Does the community know about that?
I think we did talk about that last week, that with Clubby Sports.
Kick
It Forward and the footy have joined Clubby Sports. We spoke about that.
Yeah. Hey, what about Footy and Friends?
I'm actually really excited for Footy and Friends this year.
Me too.
Brettles coming back?
Brettles has been, he's keen.
He's keen.
He wants to start invoicing again, pre-invoicing. He's ready to start sending his invoices in. For his town. I said, Brett, maybe we'll just wait for the show to start, then you can send your invoices. And Mick is another one that I've actually got a meeting with. I've actually got a meeting with some head honchos at North Melbourne.
Meetings now.
A phone call to talk about the Wounded Bull and see if he can sort of add some more to the show and if he's allowed to come back on. So I'm confident we'll be able to make something work, but also I don't want him on if he's going to play safe and sit on the fence and be just another. Yes, man.
But like, what could he be sharing of North?
I said that last week. It's not like it's not like anyone wants the game plan. Sorry, Clarko, if you're listening to that. They would want Clarko's game plan. They would want. Sorry, it's not like they want any of the players, maybe.
Stop, man.
Oh, they want Luke Davies Jr.
I set you up there.
Yeah, you did.
Bonza would hate here.
Bonza.
It's more that we want to build a bit of a good supporter base with North Melbourne. And I said to them, what I will say to them actually, after hopefully I don't hear that, was that I feel like on Footy and Friends, if Mick's a part of it, we can actually really rally around North. It can be the people's show.
Yeah.
And realistically, they should be paying us to do that.
Yeah.
So it's made me think maybe we should look at that. But it's good. Can't get any worse. So I reckon they should jump on.
Bloody oath. He's doubled down.
Extremely brave. We're a no-cut podcast.
We are a no-cut podcast. Nah, we love them. The only way is North for them.
Keep going.
You're on fire.
I think that's it, ladies and gentlemen. So appreciate you all. Thank you so much. Stay posted for the
Perth details and Gatherand details as well. That's really close to sign off. Steph's going to update us on that next week. We might get her on the mini next week to chat about that. And yeah, we'll let you know how the values day went next week.
Yes.
Doing tomorrow.
And make sure you tune in on Monday for Sam Walsh's episode.
Oh, I'm excited for this one. I reckon this one could go quite well.
Yeah.
Lovely. Thanks, guys and girls. Appreciate you. Ilya XX.